So I got a question for you. What do you do when life doesn't go as planned? Do you worry? Do you stress? Do you smile? Do you laugh? Do you pray? Do you do all those at once or within a couple moments of each other? Because I definitely have felt that same rush of emotion and mood swings and just all these different experiences when my life has not gone as planned. And when my plan that I am so confident in or I feel really good about, put so much time and attention into it, fails. Or a better way to frame that, because nothing ever fails, it doesn't go as planned. Like when my plan that I believe in doesn't happen the way I want it to, then it's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to be distracted or feel bummed out or to stress or to worry. But you and I, my friend, are not made to worry. We're not made to live anxiously. We're not made to be stressed over our lives and trying to control our lives. So I guess the podcast, this episode, is going to be a free-for-all. I have not planned any of this. I do not have a script. I do not have a plan. I do not have anything that a typical podcast or at least a well-thought-out podcast would have. I'm going to use this as a chance to explore these past few weeks together out loud with you so you kind of get a behind-the-scenes or a backstage perspective of my life. And honestly, selfishly, I'm going to use it as a time to vent and to share anything that comes to mind. Like whatever's flowing from my heart is what you're going to hear, what you're going to see. And I'm going to do my best. I'm not going to try. I'm going to do my very best to be authentically me, to not worry how it sounds or to not stress or overthink anything I say or think or express. It's going to be from the heart. And I think if there's anything I've learned in the past few weeks, it's been this reoccurring theme of the importance of how authenticity is the secret sauce. Like being authentically you, being your truest self, like who you are and who God made you to be, being authentic is the highest vibration we can operate in. You know, it's the most powerful state of being we can never find ourselves in. So if you want to change the world, be yourself. Be who God made you to be. Be exactly who you are right now. Imperfections, scars, everything, warts, bumps, and all. Everything that you think is unattractive, unappealing, imperfect, that's what makes us beautiful. It's what makes life worth living. It's what makes us unique, I should say. And so I've spent a lot of my life hiding from my imperfections. I've spent a lot of my life trying to do image control. I'm not sure if you can relate, but I don't like being seen in an unattractive light, literally and figuratively. You know, I don't like having a bad hair day, right? Like, I don't like my character defects, which technically, you know, let's just press pause real quick. You know, we have no character defects. We don't have anything that is broken, right? You know, we are not broken inherently. I believe that God can take our weaknesses and shine his strength through us. And I believe that verse in scripture is true. Like my power, God says, is made perfect in weakness. So now as believers, now as people, we can proclaim, we can step into our weaknesses and imperfections boldly because we know God shines through those more than our strengths. I do a great job of showcasing my strengths as well. I think it's important to double down and maximize on your strengths. But it's like, what if God can do way more with my weaknesses than with my strengths? You know, what if he can do way more through me when I just let go and just surrender and let God work, as opposed to trying to be the solution and savior and source of everything in my life? That is exhausting. I've tried that. It doesn't work. It doesn't sustain. So I'm going to try the let go and let God and surrender and release. I love Thomas Merton's quote, and I've probably said it before, but maybe not. The tighter you squeeze, the less you have. the tighter we squeeze onto our life, onto our possessions, onto you know, everything that's outside of our control, the less we truly have. So I think what I want to do is live hands open, live arms open. Hey, anything and everything, come flow through me. Nothing has me. I don't have anything. Nothing has me. And as I am emptying myself of everything, I am filling myself with everything that is, which is God. There's a beautiful quote, and I'll end it here. We'll get into my kind of, I'll give you guys an update on my life and our lives. But the quote said, to be full of things is to be empty of God. And to be empty of things is to be full of God. And I think that's beautiful. I love that quote because oftentimes I feel emptiest when I'm full of things. When I'm full of, hey, what's my business? What's the numbers doing? What's the metrics doing? How many blank do I have? You know, when I'm full of possessions and things and whatnot, those aren't inherently bad. Don't get me wrong. But when I'm full of those, I find myself less full of love, less full of God. And so that's something I'm definitely learning as well right now. To be full of things is to be empty of God. So I want to empty myself of things. It's okay to have money. It's not okay for money to have you. It's okay for you to have money. It's okay for you to have things. It's not okay for those things to have you. Because we weren't made to be slaves to things or to money or to materials and possessions. We were made to of service. We were made to serve. We were made to help humanity and help our brothers and sisters around us and help ourselves to become the man or woman we were made to be, we were created to be. So let's collectively get out of our own way, you and me, right now. Let's just get out of our own way and become everything that we are. So that means, number one, letting go of what's not serving us, what's not for us, the lies or the illusions or the false selves we've built based on what's happened to us, based on our fear and our guilt and our shame, and then step into our potential, step into the unknown, step into fear, step into everything, anything life throws our way, knowing we are loved, we are not alone, and everything will be good in the end. And as Shia LaBeouf once said, if it's not the end, if it's not good, it's not the end. So, anyway, rant number one over, 7 minutes in, not too bad. A little update on my life. We just had a hurricane, Milton, rip through Florida. We actually experienced the eye of the storm here at the house. We evacuated, went higher ground with the family, with my girls and our dog. But yeah, unfortunately, we had a lot of people significantly hurt by this storm, a lot of damage in the Florida, Sarasota area, and obviously Tampa Bay and everywhere else. On top of that, we had Hurricane Helene do a lot of damage too, Debbie. So we've had our fair share of damage and flooding and storms. And so for the past week, we haven't had power. I think it was like five days, I think. So our plan, our routine, and our way of life was flipped upside down for a little bit, and it was stressful. But the funny thing is, like, I just think about how it could always be worse. There's so many people that are in different scenarios that don't have the resources that we have, that don't have the area that we live in locationally. Like, we got very blessed to escape a significant amount of damage. So I was thinking about the people I was praying for during the storm. It's like, man, I know we'll be okay no matter what. You know, we always have family to lean on. We have healthy bodies. We have, resilient mindsets, the power of community around us. But what about the people who are old? What about the elderly? What about the widowed? What about the abandoned, the homeless, the unemployed? What about the depressed? What about the chronically ill person? Like, it's just, to me, that just puts everything in perspective for me. Like, it could always be so much worse. So, you know, I can't choose the cards I'm dealt, but I can definitely choose the mindset that I have and take towards anything in life. You know, I can't control what things happen sometimes, the way things happen, but I definitely can control my attitude, what I focus on, And if we're focusing on the good and the positive and the opportunity, then we're going to step into solutions. We're going to step into abundance. We're going to step into the good life, no matter what that looks like. I'm not saying just materials. I'm saying love. I'm saying life, vitality. I'm saying peace. That's the rich life, baby. You know, that is the rich life, my friend. It's not money. You know, money's great. It's not bad. Things are great. They're not bad. But true riches is life, is peace, is joy. It's people. You know, it's relational. What if our greatest currency is not financial, but relational? Whew. I don't think it's a what if. I think it's a definite certainty that the greatest riches that we possess is through relationships, memories, relationships, friendships, family, love, and meaning and purpose found in that. Even in the midst of suffering and pain. So yeah, that's our routine. Our plan got thwarted a little bit. So, you know, I think about my life, like transparently, I have a men's retreat that we got flooded. So that house is no longer feasible to host the retreat at. So it's like backup, plan B, plan C, like what are we going to do? And I know it's going to work out. And it's going to be incredible for the guys, 15 of us in Siesta Key, but it didn't go as planned, number one. So that's something. And then, of course, start my new business venture with a subscription-based fitness and community app on Ladder, Team Vitality. It's like I had to take off work for 5-6 days out of nowhere because of that. And it's like, man, well, that's not ideal either. So anyway, a lot has changed and a lot has happened. But going back to this initial opening of the podcast is, what do you do when plans don't go as planned? What do you do when the plan isn't planning? And for me, I think I do. Sometimes I overthink, of course, unfortunately, but oftentimes I do pray. I do talk to God. I do trust. I do laugh. I do smile and just, you know, what are we doing? Like, what's happening? What are we doing here? And how much of this thing called life can we truly control? And then knowing that life doesn't stop, you know, it's like kids still need to be fed. You know, you still need to make money. You got to keep your house in order. You want to help everyone else too, but, you know, it's like, can you help people if you don't help yourself? Can you take care of people if you don't take care of yourself? I don't know. I don't think so. Not for any length of time. So you and I should be mindful. We should be very mindful to take great care of ourselves, our bodies, our mindsets, our souls. Like, take care of yourself. Because I want to take care of everyone else too. I know you do as well. But you can't take care of everybody if you're not taking care of yourself. I'm also trying to get better at pausing. Silence, it's a big one for me. Asking questions. Asking good questions and then shutting up. If there's one thing that I've realized in my podcast assessment and reflecting on having guests on, talking to myself, having solo episodes, is especially with the interview style, with when I have a guest speaker or a guest on the podcast, is just asking a question, shutting up. You know, it's like I ask a question and ramble for the next 15 seconds instead of just saying, what do you mean by that? Tell me more about that. How did that affect you? And just sitting there silently and accepting whatever they have to offer and give in response. So I'm getting better at that for what it's worth. I think one of my passions is conversations and the self-expression and the art of discovery with people, with yourself. And so one of my passions is to get better at communication, the art of connecting with the human, on the human level, soul to soul, you know, getting past the short small talk, which is great. I love it. I love small talk as much as the next guy, but, you know, I'm not interested in, you know, who's playing who for the, you know, championship or AFC, you know, whatever. It's like, dude, I don't even know what's going on in the sports world anymore. It's like, I'd rather play sports and talk about life. Let's play sports together and talk about our failures, our wins, our losses, what we're learning. Like, I'd much rather talk about that than talk about, you know, what my fantasy player is doing this week. Like, dude, and there's no shame. There's no shame. If you're a fantasy football guy, that's perfectly fine. I got no shame, no guilt. I'm not hating at all. I think that's beautiful. It's an awesome hobby. I just, you know, I got a wife, a kid, a baby on the way. I got a business. I got a few businesses. I got goals, dreams, aspirations. And I know that you and I don't have tomorrow promised. We just have today. And so I want to take advantage. I want to seize every opportunity. I want to maximize on everything I've been given, time, talents, treasures, and see 10x, 100x happen with those things. And that only happens with intentional living, you know, and doing your best, doing everything you can right now, as much as you can, doing everything you can right here, right now, as best as you can. And then letting go, talked about hands open, letting go, releasing the outcome, the need to control. We cannot control everything. All we can do is focus on right now, do our best right now, and enjoy right now, whatever it looks like. Because this right now is you and me. That is our life. Right now is our life. And if we're always pressing pause or fast forwarding to the moments in the future, we're never living in the present. We're never living right now. And right now is when life is happening. So let's stay locked in. Let's stay in the now, the power of the now. It's a beautiful thing. God, I've always loved this idea that God can never be found anywhere but right now. God is the eternal present, the eternal now. And so if we want to experience God, we got to experience him now. So I just lost power on the video. It's probably a good time to wrap up. That's what happens when you don't plan your podcast and plan for shade. What a perfect, beautiful sign, too, for this podcast. Thank you, God. Didn't go as planned at all. And we're still here. And we're going to share this with the world because I think it might help somebody. A couple thoughts to leave you with. Man, I think it's really important to know there's a couple scripture promises and truths in scripture that are really helpful to me when life doesn't go my way. And it's that, you know, there's a verse in Isaiah that God's ways are higher than your ways. Like, my ways are not God's ways. I pray God's ways become my ways, but I can't understand everything happening. So I'm not going to try to. And so there's an element of trust and release and surrender that have to be a part of your life and your day and your mind to at least have a little bit of peace. And if you can master and practice and master the art of letting go and surrendering, then you might feel the peace that passes all understanding, supernatural peace. When you say, God, I am yours. My day is yours. My life is yours. These moments are yours. My mind is yours. My body is yours. My talents are yours. Everything is yours. Take it, use it, you know, live through me, serve through me, express through me. And that is more than enough. Boom. That's a beautiful place to be and live. I also think it's in the New Testament somewhere, but he says this, greater is he who is in you than he who is out in the world. So at the end of the day, no matter what you face today, no matter what you face tomorrow, you know that the spirit inside of you, God's spirit inside of you, within you, always for you, is greater than he who's in the world. Any external pressure, any external resistance, any external battle or storm, you will overcome because the overcomer lives within you. It's a beautiful thing. And then Galatians 2:20, it is no longer I who lives, but Christ lives through me. So I gave up my right to take things personally. I gave up my right to be someone who is who identifies as discouraged, depressed, unhealthy, negative. I gave up that right because I died to self. And now Christ is in me and Christ is my life. And if that's the case, that is the truth of reality, that I am more than enough because Christ is in me. I am more than an overcomer because Christ lives through me. I am loved, I am never alone, and we are already conquerors, already winners. It's already done. We're just playing it out. So that's a truth you can bank on. No matter what your financial mountain in front of you is, no matter what your relational mountain is in front of you, no matter what you've lost, what you've gone through, what you're facing, God within you is greater than anything outside of you. Bank on that. Live like that's the truth, because it is, my friend. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Appreciate you. All the love to you and your family. Keep becoming more you. Stay fit for life. Do things that make you feel more you, and let go of anything that's stopping you, anything that's hindering you from doing more. All right, that's it. Peace, love. Thanks for watching. Live Elevated with Brian Pruitt on the podcast. We're back, baby. Stay fit for life. Much love.